Following the abduction and trial of Uganda opposition leader Dr. Kizza Besigye in a military court, Museveni took on his social media account X, formerly Twitter, to defend his government's actions and said the decision helps expedite the judicial process. Museveni said that trying civilian suspects in military courts, notably those alleged to have committed crimes involving the use of guns, would create stability in the country. Museveni, who has been in power for close to 4 decades, said civilian courts are congested and thus slow to provide justice. Isaac Semakade is a Kampala lawyer who heads the Uganda Law Society, a body responsible for ensuring professionalism among lawyers. Speaking to VOA by phone, he said the president should not have made comments that directly affect the ongoing case. He calls it, into quotes, a blatant contempt of the rule of the law.
The president and his advisors ought to know this, and they ought to have respect for court orders and court processes. So the president's letter was in bad taste. It was depressing. It was disappointing. It was shocking to those who have respect for the rule of law. The president, like any other person, should have respect, should cease and desist from making remarks that preempt ongoing court processes.
Besigye, a strong Museveni critic, has on several occasions been tried in courts of law for several cases, including treason, but was found not to be guilty of the charges. Some high-ranking criminal suspects, including those accused of terrorism, have been tried in civilian courts. Sarah Biriete heads the local political watchdog, the Center for Constitutional Governance in Uganda. She says the president should stop using the courts of law to target his opponents, including those belonging to the opposition National Unity Platform, or NUP.
This indicates the double standards in our country, but also confirms that the military courts are now used to persecute political opposition in Uganda. And the case in point is the trial of Dr. Besigye and the trial of NUP supporters, some of whom were forced to admit to the crimes and immediately given presidential pardon.
Semakade is calling on Ugandan courts to stick to the laws.
It's all in the hands of the Chief Justice. I can assure you, if the Chief Justice did not have extensive additional security, he would be the most hated Ugandan now. He owes us accountability, and the time for being patient is over. Our patience has run thin. I am under so much pressure by the community of court users to get the Chief Justice to do his duty.
Uganda's Supreme Court has on several occasions ruled against the trial of civilians in military courts. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.